What's up, everybody? This is the Tony Bellagamba Podcast, where we talk about dream vocations. Not dream jobs, dream vocations. A job is a lifeless, soul-sucking 9-to-5 used simply to make money, while a vocation is a calling, a passion, a purpose that allows you to live out your dreams and also maximize your financial earning potential. So listen along to find out more about identifying and achieving your dream vocation. Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. This is my first podcast where I'm not interviewing someone, just wanted to talk on a topic. And what sparked me was I was listening to a podcast the other day, the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking to a guy named Jason Everman. Jason's story himself, or itself, is actually pretty phenomenal. He was a guitarist for both Nirvana and Soundgarden, and later became a Army Ranger and a Green Beret. So pretty badass story. Anyways, they were talking about pursuing money as your goal, and Joe Rogan said how the people he has known in his life who have pursued only money are the least interesting people he's met, which I would totally agree with. And Jason had a great comment. To paraphrase, he basically said that pursuing money was pursuing a series of fake summits, which I thought was a phenomenal way to explain it. And what he was basically saying is that you're never going to have enough money. And they even started talking about people with yachts and how people are always going to want bigger yachts. It's never going to be enough. It's never going to be fulfilling. It's never going to satisfy you. And so I thought that was great, the way he phrased that, chasing false summits. And pursuing money is definitely something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about. When I was younger, that is what I did. When I was in college, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I grew up in just outside Buffalo, New York. My parents never went to college. None of my friends' parents went to college. Didn't know anyone with a great career or a career they're interested in, really. So I had no idea what I was looking for, what I was doing. Just going to college was the major accomplishment for me and my family. And so I was in finance class one day, and I heard about these guys called investment bankers. And they just said three things. They said they work incredibly long hours, it's a very difficult job to get into, and they make a ton of money. And I didn't hear anything else. And I just said, that sounds like me. That's what I'm going to do. And I went on a two-year tear of just killing myself to become an investment banker, which I ended up becoming. But it was purely for money. That's what I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted to drive the Ferraris and own the boats and the big houses, and that's all I cared about. And I didn't think whatsoever about pursuing a passion or a calling. And it ended up biting me in the butt because I got into that job and realized this is terrible. I'm working literally 85 hours a week on average, 7 days a week. You did not take vacations. That's all you did. And I had no life. And at the end of my first year, I got a bonus and I made more money than my parents ever made combined in just 1 year. And I remember thinking, I would give you half this money back if I could have half my time back, because it was not worth it. And so pursuing money is just never going to satisfy you. It's never going to fulfill you, right? Here I am as this young kid, 23 or whatever I was, and I got handed all this money and I thought it was everything I wanted and I didn't care about it. I hated it because what it took to get it was just miserable and I wasn't enjoying my life. So if you think about pursuing money, right? And it doesn't mean pursuing money, or it doesn't mean wanting money is wrong. It doesn't mean it's evil, anything like that. But don't make money the centralized focus of your pursuit. You want to find a calling, a passion. And if money is a goal of yours, and again, that's perfectly fine, right? We all want money. Then the way to go about it is not to just pursue that money specifically. The way to do it, to maximize your earning potential, is to pursue a passion or calling and become so great at it that money finds you. Because greatness is what attracts money. If you think about different jobs out there, right, there are people in jobs that you would never think that are making significant money, right? Jobs that you never even come across your mind. Makeup artists, hairstylists in LA making high six figures, if not seven figures. Dog trainers are making high six figures. Podcasters, right? That doesn't seem so crazy today. But 10 years ago, if you would have said people are going to make $1 million+ by just talking, people would have said you're crazy. But they do it. YouTubers, right? People that are like a Mr. Beast, right? Who are just drawing a large audience. Really think about anything, right? Carpenters, masons, let's say people in marketing, right? All these different jobs. You can make significant money, but the way to do it is to be truly great at it. And to be truly great at something, you have to love it. And to love something, it has to be a part of you. It has to be a calling. It has to be a passion of yours. And if you are truly great at something, money will come. It might not come immediately, might not be instant gratification, but it will come. Because if you are truly great, people will pay for your skills. They want to get a piece of that special part of you that just shines so brightly. I know that sounds so cliche and goofy, but it's true, right? They want to leverage your skill set, or just maybe in some instances, watch your skill set, right? Whatever it is, if you are great at it, people will pay you. So don't make money your pursuit. Make your passion your pursuit, and with that, money will come. And that leaves you with just a much more satisfied and fulfilling life. Because again, to say a cliche, money doesn't buy happiness. And I know that is what everyone says, but it's absolutely true. And I'll give you a story from my own past. When my wife and I were younger and we had our first daughter, who's now 13, she was just a baby. We were living in this two-story apartment, and this woman who lived below us came home late at night, must have had one too many drinks, and started her fireplace. Well, she must have fell asleep because we woke up to just our apartment billowing with smoke, right? So the smoke had all risen into our apartment, and we didn't know what was going on. We got woken up. We thought there was a fire, and we're panicking, saying, we've got to get out of here. And we stop and say, grab everything that you need. Well, amongst that chaos, we had this moment where we looked at each other and we had no idea what to grab outside of our daughter and our dog. There was nothing that came to mind. In that moment, when in our mind it was either grab it now or it's forever gone, there was nothing that we wanted. There was nothing that we needed. They were just material things. They were temporary. It didn't matter. And even if I look now, and as I've accumulated more money and I have more things, or maybe people would say cooler things, better things, there's literally nothing that I would grab out of my house if this was on fire today. Outside of my family, of course, maybe some pictures. But besides that, there's nothing, because none of those things are fulfilling. None of those things bring happiness. Money just buys you objects, and then you get more objects. And those come and go. And there's really nothing that you're going to find in that's going to make you happy. Whether it's clothes, technology, cars. It might make you happy for a minute, but there's no lasting happiness to it. And I would even argue it's not bringing you happiness. It's just bringing you infatuation. So using money to buy material things is just a waste of your energy. It's not going to bring you true happiness. Some people say money buys freedom. Well, if you look at it that way, if money's buying you freedom from what? Because if you're buying freedom, it must mean that you're doing something on a daily basis that you hate. Whereas if you're doing something that you love, that you're passionate about, if you're living your dream vocation, why would you need freedom from that? If anything, you'd want to dive more into it. Why would you need to have freedom from something that you enjoy doing? You only need freedom from something that you hate, something that feels like it's controlling you. And so even the money buys freedom cliche, I think, is wrong. Money should be viewed more as just a reward for doing something great, for following your passion, being so great at it that you're rewarded for it. And the pursuit of the passion and the fulfillment that you find in that is where the true happiness is. The money is just an outcome. It's just a reward. That's all it really is. All right? You can't take it with you. It's only going to buy you material things. So don't make it the pursuit of your life, because I promise you, you will not find happiness in it. Even look at people with the most money in the world, right? Billionaires. These people buy yachts, okay? And I was in an airport a couple years ago, and I picked up a yacht magazine, and they did a poll of people who own yachts. And they asked them, what's the most important feature of a yacht? And it was things like environmentally safe, the interior design of the yacht, the speed of the yacht, right? All these different things. And you know what the number one goal, the number one feature that people wanted in a yacht? It was the size. That's all they wanted. They wanted to be able to say, my yacht is bigger than yours. But there's always going to be someone with a bigger yacht. Even if you look at a Jeff Bezos and an Elon Musk. Now, I don't know what their thoughts are, and I'm going to make an assumption here, but just being a competitive person, I could see them tussling back and forth and saying, oh, I'm the richest person in the world today. But then Tesla's stock price increases, so now Musk's the richest person. I got to get back on top, right? Even the richest person wants more. But more is never enough. You're never going to have enough. You're never going to have enough money. So what's the point of pursuing it? It's just not worth it. So I'll leave you with this. A quote that basically sums up what I'm trying to say by someone who's much more elegant with words than I am. It's from Maya Angelou. It says, you can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things that you love doing and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off of you. I mean, that's a mic drop right there. Maya Angelou just mic dropped for us. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like that, please check out more of our podcasts. And you can also check out our website at tonybellagamba.com. That's TonyBellagamba.com. Give it a look. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate it. Love you all.